Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
Today I wanted to cover one of the most strangest alien encounters. One early morning in July of 1968, a bow hunter by the name of Jennings Frederick, a United States Air Force veteran, was hunting in West Virginia. And while he was hunting, he heard a very unusual high-pitched sound. And when he looked in the direction where the sound was coming from, he claimed that he saw the most strangest looking creature moving towards him. Basically, it looked like a walking vegetable.
Strange looking creature. Hey, welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with your host, Larry, and I'm joined by Joshua and April.
And on today's episode, The Vegetable Man.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking vegetables, man. Vegetable man. Jewish fella. Very healthy.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we're covering today. A little cryptid. A crunchy cryptid.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That sounds delicious.
A super salad of sarcasm? I don't know. Trying to alliterating. I just alliterated all over the podcast.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, welcome back. Mm-hmm. Ryan is still on his last week of vacation, so yep. He'll be here next week.
Good deal.
So, you know, my hosting duties will be finally over.
How are you feeling about that?
I'm fine with it.
It's a little overwhelming to have to introduce the podcast and then play the wrong music and then
play the, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll try to find a button. And,
right. It'll be good to have him back.
Yes.
For sure.
Excellent. And I do have an odd Polar the Thunderbird question. Okay. This is not a scale.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk honestly what vegetables we like and which vegetables we hate.
Okay.
Maybe we can go with the top three for both.
Okay.
I guess a top three and a bottom three.
I have a weird top three. So, okay.
Well, my bottom three, I can definitely think of Brussels sprouts, lima beans, and canned peas.
Okay. That's very specific. Did we have to be that? Like,
I guess. Don't like peas.
Sure. Yeah. For me, my bottom three is cauliflower. Cauliflower, radishes, and like, is it radicchio? The red, like, yeah, crunchy garbage that they put in your salad blend.
Mm-hmm.
I would say those are my bottom three.
Cabbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Top three.
I supposed to do bottom three? He did bottom three, so I did bottom three.
Okay, I'll do bottom three, and then we'll swing back around. My bottom three are lima beans, peas as well, and beets.
Oh, yeah, those are horrible.
I'm surprised you didn't say mushrooms, dear.
I can handle a mushroom. It's a texture that bothers me.
Is that a vegetable, though? It's a fungus.
just makes it grosser.
Yeah, yes. It does.
Top three, Josh.
Top three. I'm going to go with corn, green beans, and carrots. No nice. Broccoli.
Fair enough. I am going to go with Brussels sprouts, beets, and it's a tie for me between red bell pepper and the other one that I forgot I was going to say.
Green bell pepper.
No, because I don't really care for green bell pepper.
They're not as sweet.
Why am I blanking so hard right now? Just pass. I'll think of it.
Pass. It's like password game. Come back to the question later if we have time. I'm going to say corn on the cob. Brussels sprouts.
Oh, good. Have you air fried them yet?
No. I
saw a recipe for air fried Brussels sprouts and it looked nope.
Yeah, I love roasted to get that crispy.
Sweet potatoes. That was my other one. Sweet potatoes. See, I knew we would get there.
I'm going to save for my third lettuce.
Oh, any particular variety?
Iceberg, like the worst, the least healthy of them.
My stepdad eats those like apples. He'll get a head of lettuce and just like,
I pour vinegar on it. I cut it in half, pour vinegar on the open ends, and then tip them upside down so that it just drains through all the leaves. And then put a little Lowry salt, and I just crunch
you
on that thing.
You are an odd man.
Really? You just figured this out now?
I just like, because iceberg, to me, like, iceberg is good on
burgers.
Nothing. Yeah, sandwiches if it's shredded.
That's good for tacos.
But like, even on a sandwich, like, would you not just prefer romaine?
Yeah, I get it. Aaron's that way too. But you can't pick up romaine. Like
iceberg is like the celery of lettuces.
I love celery too.
Oh, well, there you go.
Celery peanut butter.
You like a good crunch. I do. Is what your thing
I
is.
Do, actually,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's why I really like red bell pepper because it's super like flavorful. And see, that's why I like it is because it's not iceberg.
Gotcha. But, well, I think we've covered all we can. The actual vegetables. So let's move on to the story.
Yes. Believe it or not, not a whole lot.
It's somebody's birthday, though.
It is.
Whoops, my bad.
Scared myself.
It's Josh's birthday.
Oh, no.
This is what?
Oh, it's Ringo.
Yes, John, I am Ringo.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Thanks,
he's the ripe old age of 36.
No, I'm 19, man.
19 going on 36.
How you act.
No, that'd be 12.
Yes.
He's got a sixer of vanilla Java Porter that I procured for his birthday.
Yes, wonderful.
Yes. I am kind of surprised I haven't opened one yet, but I'm like, I really enjoy them, and it's been years since I've had
one. You know, considering the fact that you're 36, you don't want to partake in more than one department and feel it the next morning. I feel like that's what happened to you last time.
Yeah,
and it kicked your ass.
Yeah, I'll just I will look at it and I'll say that's delicious.
Look at it and smile,
and I will drink it tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Yes,
with happy Easter to everyone.
Oh, Easter! Yeah.
Yes.
What are you guys doing?
Nothing.
I mean, like Easter dinner.
I am making, because I got a Belgian waffle maker. I'll be making Belgian waffles tomorrow with eggs and sausage.
Leftover strawberries?
Yeah, right. I had Josh pick up like a fruit platter.
Okay.
So that and some orange juice and milk and stuff
like that.
That
sounds good.
Yeah, and then tomorrow night we are doing ham and cheese sliders.
All those things are dope.
Well, you could probably have one when you come over to watch a movie with us.
If we were still planning on doing that.
I am.
Okay.
Erin's, she's still nervous about pandemic.
We were going to say, if you want, we can hold off on making those and we can have those while we're
watching the movie.
Unless I don't want it to be, because I know you're doing Weight Watchers, so I don't want to make it like, I know your cheat meal night is Saturday.
Actually, and it was, and we hit popcorn. Oh. Like, we just didn't.
Well, there you go. So like you're good to go.
Heavy. Yeah.
So yeah, if you want to eat like 20 sliders,
cheat meal night.
I'm making a triple batch.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, we were going to do that pierogi casserole, but then I was like, that's a little much for tonight.
Yes.
We held off, but I do have some fresh kielbasa from Frank's.
Oh, yum.
That's breakfast tomorrow morning.
And that's been your
dinner time
podcast.
Your meat.
We'll see you next time. Your meat minute. perfect.
My favorite vegetable is the vegetable cake I had.
America didn't get freedom by eating vegetables.
My favorite vegetable is the kind that the real food eats on the farm.
My favorite vegetable is this chaw I got in my cheek. It's shredded like lettuce. Skull, that's my favorite vegetable. Happy January 6th.
That's right. God damn it. All right, so let's talk about this damn owl. No, we're going to talk about the vegetable man hailing from West Virginia, USA, because it seems to be that everything that's weird comes out of West Virginia. Now, I'm taking this from the website. Hey, how you doing?
I've got a whole mouthful of skull for breakfast.
I was out there in them there woods, and I saw that big old vegetable man, and he stared at me with his cauliflower eyes, and I just crumpled to the ground in a puddle of my own ranch.
That's how you find him. Super soaker full of Hidden Valley.
Fucking kryptonite.
Is Super Soaker 5000.
I learned that from the celery wars of Michigan and in the Midwest. That's how they beat them vegetables, the Hidden Valley.
Thanks, Grandpappy. Oh my god. So, Vegetable Man.
The edibles are kicking in.
They really are. I'm feeling it real hard. Ooh, buddy. Okay, so I'm taking this from the website cryptopia.us. This is a story. Now, I'll tell you, first of all, the vegetable man, there was only one sighting ever, which I'm pretty sure makes it not real. Exactly. But we'll talk about it. So I'm going to tell you the story of this first and only sighting of the vegetable man. Just when you thought it was safe to go back to the salad bar, this bizarre plasma-craving vegetative monstrosity...
Plasma-craving?
I know. Seems to have leapt right off a 1950s drive-in movie screen and directly into the path of an unsuspecting hunter. A young man who needed to fear not only his potential loss of sanity, but also the very real loss of blood.
What?
This is so extreme. All right, so during the waning hours of the day in July of 1968, a bow hunter by the name of Jennings Frederick... was stalking woodchucks in the bucolic backcountry outside of Fairmont, West Virginia.
Them woodchucks got good eating meat on them.
That's right. I like serving them in a stew.
Mm-hmm. We are having chuck poppers tonight. Bacon wrapped.
Ma always told me that's what they meant when they said that chuck roast.
You can use chuck for anything, really. Chuck tacos and chuck flavored peanut butter.
Chuck chili.
Ooh.
Oh, well, I like my peanut butter. Chuck.
Chucky.
He's just going to die there. Yeah,
I know. That's fine.
Out of steam.
So, unable to bag any of those delicious woodchucks, he was about to call it a day when he stumbled across a nearly indescribable entity that would forever alter his perception of the natural world.
Spoiler, he was able to describe it.
Yeah, in great detail, too, which I think is interesting. Now, fast forward 10 years, in his 1978 Chronicle of Extraterrestrial Encounters titled Alien Meetings, author Brad Steiger stated that the bizarre and harrowing event began when Frederick, who was a West Virginia native and a U.S. Air Force veteran, heard a sound which he compared to a, quote, high-pitched jabbering, much like that of a recording running at exaggerated speed.
God.
He was listening to like a Chipmunk's Christmas Carol.
Or orgasm.
Yes.
Chipmunks orgasming?
Sure, why not?
I'm guessing.
I like that little goat stutter it did on the back end. Chipmunk orgasms.
Mm, you learned something new with
print it's a t-shirt.
I got my nut.
Ow.
Oh, boy. Okay, so he hears this high-pitched jabbering. The bow hunter glanced up and saw one of the strangest sights in the annals of paranormal research.
Oh, Christ, it's Courtney Love in the woods.
What Frederick described was a looming, green, jaundice-gazed entity with a skeletal, stalk-like frame that loomed over him.
So it's Courtney Love in the woods.
Right. Now, according to Steiger, quote, suddenly, there it was, a being with semi-human facial features, long ears, and yellow slanted eyes. Its arms,
their words, not ours.
Right. Yes. Its arms were no bigger around than a quarter.
Oh, wow.
Its body resembled the stalk of a plant in shape and color, for a slender and green.
It was Robert Plant.
It was a giant.
The plant.
The Robert Plant, the plant. It was essentially just like a giant walking stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It had like little gangly weird arms. So most disturbingly, Frederick noticed that this strangely sentient flora had what appeared to be three exceedingly slender, 7-inch long fingers. Penises. I've seen that porn. 7-inch long fingers with syringe like protrusions at the tips. These prickly needles, or thorns, perhaps, tapered down into suction cup shapes where the first knuckle would have been on a human finger. So the guy's wearing bugles.
Yeah. Yeah.
it was just a really skinny dude.
They're made of corn.
It's very true. It was a skinny dude walking around with bugle hands.
High on his ass.
Definitely. Yes. Now, despite the shock he felt upon seeing the creature, not to mention the elevated pitch and alacrity. That's a new word for me tonight.
We don't know that one.
The alacrity of its inhuman voice, Frederick's panic-addled brain managed to translate the foreign sounds emanating from the thing into this seemingly innocuous message. So he's now translating. He's like, this thing is talking to him. The vegetable man is sending him brainwaves, I guess. The vegetable man said, "You do not need to fear me. I wish to communicate. I come as a friend. We know of you all. I come in peace. I wish medical assistance.
I come in peace. And come with a side of ranch.
I come in peas. I wish medical assistance. I need your help."
You need to see a farmer, not a doctor. You need to see a sandwich artist get subway right away.
Exactly. Someone, he needs some Miracle-Gro. Before he could even react to this eccentric entity's plea for help, it suddenly whipped one of its tendril-like appendages towards him. Seen that porn too. And wrapped its fibrous fingers around his hand with alarming strength. And it was at that moment that the thorn-like fingertips penetrated Frederick's rugged flesh, sending an excruciating jolt of pain up his arm. Ooh.
Yeah.
You've seen that one too,
haven't you?
Yep.
Indiana Bones.
Yep. So at this point, he's holding hands with this cryptid, but it's like got his claws in him.
Not by choice.
Yeah, not by choice. Oh, without warning, streaks of crimson began to leach into the leafy thing's yellow eyes. The colors began to inexplicably swirl together, creating a rotating pattern of orange circles, which had a hypnotic effect on Frederick and seemed to instantly alleviate his pain. So the blood it's sucking off this dude is making swirlies in his eyes to hypnotize the guy into thinking that he doesn't feel pain.
Weird.
This seems like the most fucked up drug. Like, this has to be a bad trip.
Yeah.
It has to be.
To me, it sounds like this guy tried to write a script for a movie and then just like was like, yeah, no, I'll just send this in.
Yep. It's a short story now. Although his agony had ceased, the hunter could feel blood being extracted from his veins by this botanical nightmare.
I've given blood. You don't feel it.
No.
No.
This process of exsanguination lasted less than 2 minutes, but the experience would haunt Frederick for the remainder of his days.
Okay.
I guess. After this evidently carnivorous plant-like beast had its fill of Frederick's blood, it abruptly released its stunned victim, turned, and sprinted up a steep embankment on its slender legs. I just imagine it like, and it just runs away. Yeah, like it's
it feels... later.
Yeah.
Peace be with you.
Every time I don't think there's more.
Let's not forget this experience we had together.
Now you're just being corny.
Jesus Christ. No, I thought it was pretty rad.
Ish. Oh my god. That's it. That's the end of the episode. Just radish. The astonished veteran would later note that the creature swiftly disappeared over the crest of the hill as each of its gravity-defying steps had carried it no less than 25 feet. This big gangly ass plant dude is like doe leaping across Usain the bolting. Field. Yeah. Yes. He's Usain Bolting. As soon as the vegetable man and its anesthetic hypnotic gaze had vanished, Frederick felt the throbbing pain rush back into his now pockmarked hand. Ugh. As the pain returned, he also felt a swell of panic.
You can hear in the distance, it's being real. God damn it, you hit me with one more.
Again, oh my God, this guy. As he raced away from the scene of his encounter, he heard a deep humming sound, which Frederick later surmised may have been the propulsion system of UFO taking the ostensibly alien entity home. Frightened by the ridicule that would almost inevitably accompany his account of his run-in with this vampire varmint, Frederick resolved to keep the story to himself and told his family that the wounds on his hand had been caused by a briar patch. Some years later, however, he found that he could no longer live with the secret and revealed his strange story to an author, paranormal investigator, and occasional hoaxster.
Oh,
that's hoaxster, not hoaxster.
Oh, just, brother.
Just for the sake of clarity. This hoaxster by the name of Gray Barker. So now he sat on it for about 10 years and he's like, you know what I think I need to do? Tell that story to people. And what super credible source am I going to use? A known hoaxster.
Brother.
Makes perfect sense to me. Now, Barker, who was instrumental in investigating the Flatwoods Monster and Mothman cases, as well as introducing the world at large to the insidious Men in Black phenomenon, recorded Frederick's testimony and published it in his newsletter in March of 1976. Now, it's worth noting that while neither Frederick nor anyone else for that matter would ever again report an encounter with the blood-sucking vegetable man, this would be the second time that the young veteran had a run-in, at least secondhand, with a strange critter from out of this world. As some years before, his mother claimed to have seen a bizarre...
I've seen Fruit Man!
What would Fruit Man look like?
Two big oranges for eyes.
Yep, okay.
Giant grapefruits for balls.
I mean, a banana for its penis.
Yeah, yeah, banana that's for its penis. Watermelon for the body, I think.
Yep.
You really... Boy, because all I now I can think of is bananas for all of his blonde appendages. It's got
this is rolls on something.
Yeah.
Coconuts.
That's the best part about Fruit Man is if he topples over, you can just kick him down the hill.
His butt's made out of apples, so he's an apple bottom.
Only weakness, banana peels.
I was going to say
that's its foreskin, I thought.
I was going to say his only weakness is that one guy from the 80s who used to squash watermelons on stage.
Oh, Gallagher.
Gallagher. Yeah. His kryptonite is his evil entity. His
comes whipped cream.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I wish.
Right? Oh, my God. So, yeah, that's kind of all I have for the Veggie Man.
Okay.
But it was a really, we saw that, and because we knew, we were like, we need to do a super light one. What's the Veggie Man?
Well, that's very odd.
Yeah.
It's such a weird.
Well, and that's the thing for me, is because it was like a one-off thing that he never talked about again, and no one has been able to corroborate the story. He was there by himself, like.
Then who he tells it to.
Yeah, I know. It's sketchy. I wish he would have, excuse me. I wish he would have created a better Veggie Man, mm-hmm. like a better looking.
Like a handsome Veggie Man. Because
if you're going to make up a story.
Jason Momoa?
Yes.
Let's get a chiseled a carrot for a chin.
Yep. Chin. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, in Ryan's case, it'd be baby carrots for the nips.
Right. Yep. For sure. I don't know. I just like I saw his description. I thought, man, if you're gonna come up with a guy that you're gonna call Veggie Man or Vegetable Man, like
put a little effort.
I know. Into it. Okay, so let's go top to bottom.
Okay.
Let's start if we could create our own Vegetable own Man, vegetable. Because I feel very disappointed by that one.
The skin is lettuce.
Okay.
The arms and legs are celery stalks.
Naturally.
I'm thinking peas for eyes, or at least for the pupils.
Yeah.
Or maybe olives for the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, alfalfa sprouts for his pubes.
he's his retro 70s vegetable bush.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Brussels sprouts for his nads. Mm-hmm. I feel like those are the appropriate size.
Yep.
Get a good sprout.
And a carrot for the wiener, of course.
Or no, he could be packing. It could be an eggplant.
He could. That's true.
No, I think carrot's probably more reasonable, or like a zucchini or a cucumber.
Running lettuce for like he's got a ponytail.
Definitely. You think he would be a hippie?
Yeah, well,
he's made of vegetables. He's green.
True. He's fair green. Enough.
He loves the green.
He does. Mm-hmm. Join the club. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else. What does hands be?
Yeah, I was thinking carrots would be a good fingers and toes.
Mm-hmm.
Or beans.
Yeah. That would be good. Yeah. Like green beans, or are we talking like kidney beans?
No, not kidney. His kidney beans. Or his kidneys.
Kidneys?
Yeah. Yes.
More legumes and vegetables, though.
You know what? We're making it work. It. Yep, we're going to allow it.
Well, one thing I'm going to allow right now is for us to take a break.
Hello, conspiracy therapy listeners. Are you subscribed to our Patreon yet? You're not? Well, for $5 extra a month, you can get an extra show a week. Pray tell, Larry, what would those shows be? Well, wouldn't you know it, I just happen to have a clip here for you to listen to. New Xbox or PlayStation.
It was only about 3 or 4 months ago they released the final brand new game for the PlayStation 2.
Let me guess, it was FIFA.
Yes.
That's how huge that game is worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So I was on Pornhub the other day.
Okay.
Oh, step
that's
brother.
Just got to be a drop now.
Yep.
I was trying to bring the conversation to another area.
You know, I had...
We got video games now. Let's talk about tits and ass.
I learned recently that Josh was not aware that there was a comment section.
That's what I was going to bring up.
That's like the funniest shit.
It is the funniest shit.
That's better than the porn.
I think you and I at one time talked about making that into a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The Pornhub comment section is so funny. Okay, this is no joke, okay? Sidebar real quick for your man, Mr. Ryan Thomas Herrick. So
I got something to say after this about the section.
I went to this video today because a friend of mine recommended this video because you probably know who I'm talking about. Said, hey, you should check out this video. And I was like, okay, interesting. So this Pornhub video was like the weirdest dick I've ever seen. Now I want to say this because a lot of girls feel internal bullshit for their tits or their size, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But guys, we got our own thing going on with our dick size.
Yes. If it's not 13 inches, it's considered small in the porn world.
Right. Well,
so if you like what you hear, you can subscribe at patreon.com/ Beer City Media Podcasts. That's patreon.com/ Beer City Media Podcasts. Now on with the show.
This time last year, there sure was a lot of sad faces around this old house. Our papa died without fulfilling his life's dream of producing one of the best crops in Grimes County. And all papa died with that dream still in his head, a desire in his heart, a promise on his lips, calluses on both hands and $2 in his pocket. Papa didn't live long enough to see his dream come true, so he died from too much work, a broken spirit, I guess, but a promise to our mama that if it was the last thing he'd ever do, he'd live long enough to see just one good crop come through. But you see, we can't plan on things without first talking to God, because we don't know his plans. And if we don't include him, my friends, the way can get mighty hard. They say that every time a good and righteous person is buried in God's good earth, it's just fertilizer for the soil. And I guess there must be some truth to that, whether we believe it or not. I just wish that Papa was here right now so that he could see this good crop that we finally got. Hey, look at them beans. And look at that corn. And I bet them watermelons must be 3 feet long. Man, look at them tomatoes.
Johnny Cash with a banger.
You know what that reminded me of so much was, three bourbons, two shot, one beer, yeah. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
One bourbon, one whiskey, and one beer.
That's
what I love that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has like that very, like, so I went to the bar.
Kind of rap into the.
Yep. God bless. That was Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Oh, he's amazing.
He is. Not as amazing as Vegetable Man.
For real. Nothing is as amazing.
He was a bow hunter. He should have, like, that's a salad he just shot. He could have, like, taken down.
I know. Man, you could have had salad for days.
What do you, I guess.
That's the thing, though. Vegetable Man goes, like, bad real quick. So you have to eat him within, like, 2 to 3 days.
Field dress him.
Yeah.
Just chasing him around with a grater.
Unless you have a really big crisper, you're kind of fucked.
You are. Just a pair of salad tongs. Click, 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 click.
Oh, man.
It's got vegetable call. I don't know what that would be.
No, it would be like, please.
Pete.
I don't know. I feel like he would have. Well, that's the thing is they said
arugula. Arugula. Radish. They're Pokemon, basically.
Yep. Yep. He's a giant Pokemon. But like they said, the guy said he was like speaking to him that he was injured and needed help.
Hmm.
Like medical. Like, take me to your medical. Which I don't know why an alien would think, because apparently he flew off in a ship with all his friends.
Right.
I don't know why he would think that, like, a United States hospital would have any more knowledge of, like, how to fix his vegetable man problems.
Mm-hmm. I got 99 problems, but salad dressing is not one.
Mm. Yep.
Salad dressing?
Blue cheese. Nope.
I know you handmade it, and it probably turned you off to it.
It really did.
I'm going to go with, I like ranch.
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 Ranch. We're but Thousand Island dressings are pretty.
That is good.
Good old vinegar and oil works for me, too.
True. I like the dressing that they have at Olive Garden. You can buy it in a bottle, and I have the light version I have in my
I'm not
fridge.
The biggest of Olive Garden fans, but the salads are very good there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's probably the dressing.
It's definitely the dressing. It's so good.
Probably no good for you.
Oh, definitely not. Yeah, I don't, but okay. So he was injured. He never says what kind of injury it is. Never right. states what he just said. I need medical.
Sprained his carrot. Maybe no, we don't.
Broken
stalk.
But yeah.
Tore a leaf.
It was like erectile dysfunction. Mm-hmm. He couldn't keep his stalk hard.
Nope. Couldn't. Needed Vagagra. I mean, Vagagra.
Oh, my God.
A little green pill.
I imagine this guy has a radish for a nose. I don't know why. That's the thing I'm fixated on, is a radish nose.
Okay. Fair enough, I guess. Yes.
Spicy nose.
Ugh, I hate radishes.
I like radishes. In a salad?
Gives it
a little
they're too peppery. It's like,
that's what I like
too
about
much.
It, I think.
God.
Dream salad. I mean, let's,
sure. I know we're milking this so hard.
If you want this,
here it is.
Please stay. If not, you've got the story. We'll give you a verdict later.
Yeah, I guess. You
can hang around for that.
I have a quiz too.
Oh yeah,
we can do the quiz.
Excellent.
Do we want to do the quiz now?
Let's do the quiz now.
While she's looking it up, we could say what our favorite salad is.
Oh yeah, I like a Michigan salad with like apples and dried cherries and feta cheese and stuff like that.
Yeah, I gotta agree.
I'm a buffalo chicken man.
Buffalo
chicken salad.
Yeah.
Grilled. Yeah. Crispy, of course, is good, but grilled tastes good as well.
Mm-hmm.
With blue cheese.
Yum.
Mm.
All right, are you guys ready for this quiz?
Let's get quizzical, quizzical.
Sure, it comes back and I'm not doing it.
Let's get into quizzical.
To bring that segment back just because I love that drop
just to hear me
so
sing.
Much. Yeah, it really makes
Layered
me happy.
Singing, by the way. I really put a lot of work in
right?
that.
I know.
I get nostalgia almost.
I do too. That made me feel really good.
We'll talk to Ryan about it. Okay. Maybe we can bring that back.
No, yes. He won't do it. It's you.
So I have a quiz and we'll have to take it. It's not like a quiz, like a head-to-head quiz. It's one of those like BuzzFeed personality quizzes.
Oh, okay.
But I like this music for it anyway.
Okay.
This is from HowStuffWorks.com. It's a quiz called What Cryptid Are You? I already took mine to save us some time here.
All right.
But it, who would like to go first?
Well, what were you?
I'll tell you at the end.
At the end. Why don't you go first, Josh?
Okay, I'll go first.
All right.
You've got them, well, not Betty Davis eyes, but you have more Vegetable Man eyes right now.
Blanty. All right, how much alone time do you need every day? An hour or two? All day? I basically don't ever want to be alone, or I don't know, a normal amount?
What is a normal amount?
Yeah, what's a normal? Because I like to...
Everybody's normal's different.
I mean, if I prefer being alone, so I'll say that one.
Okay, we'll say all day.
All day, perfect.
All right, when the going gets tough, you... Get going, go hide in the woods, ask everyone you know for help, or watch Netflix.
Watch Netflix.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was an option.
Do you tell
my life wrong?
Yeah, right? When the tough get going, the going get Netflix. So, next one, do you tell your friends all your secrets? Nope, I have more secrets than the State Department. Haha, yes, gossiping about secrets is my life. No, I don't have any secrets to tell, or I share the fun secrets but keep my real problems private.
Yes, that last one.
Okay. I figured about as much. Let's say you're at a restaurant that serves exotic meats. What are you going to order? Eel?
Ooh.
Kangaroo? Bush meat, which I have no idea what that is.
That is like when they say fish sandwich.
Oh.
Like what fish?
Zoinks.
It's just or meat.
Or rabbit.
Hold on just a sec. I gotta know this here before we move on. What is bushmeat?
Here's some information.
Bushmeat is meat from wildlife species that are hunted for human consumption.
Okay, so like venison?
Okay, let me click on this and open it even further. That was just like not even an answer.
It's not clear at all.
It's just whatever fucking meat you can find in the forest.
I'm gonna go with bushmeat.
Okay, bushmeat.
You're adventurous, that's for sure.
Josh's bushmeat.
Retro bushmeat. Right?
Okay, your best friend says, let's go camping this weekend. Your response is, okay, sure. Heck yes, when and where? You know I have like 10 parties to go to, or ugh, that sounds hard.
Ugh, that sounds hard.
Yep. When you're not the center of attention, how do you feel? Natural? Relieved? Furious or mildly annoyed?
I feel like that's just natural.
Okay. Does it bother you to be single? No, being single is fun. I'm always single, so it's hard for me to say. Being single sucks. I love being in a relationship. Single or coupled up, I still have the same ups and downs.
Last one.
Okay. What's your favorite creature feature? Pacific Rim? Harry and the Hendersons, Gremlins, or Colossal?
All sounded like Gremlins. Could be porn titles.
Right?
Colossal. Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rimming. If you found out that something bad happened to an enemy of yours, what would you do? Shrug? Feel bad for them? Laugh? Or worry something that bad will happen to you too?
Shrug.
Okay. When you're angry, which animal do you act like? A snake? A gorilla? A wild cat? Or an alligator?
A gorilla.
All right. Let's say you discover that one of your parents was an alien. How would you react? I wouldn't care that much. Actually, that would make a lot of sense. I'd freak out and not talk to them for a while. I'd demand to know whether that gave me special powers, or I'd probably pretend it wasn't true.
I would demand special powers.
Okay.
I'll answer when it's my turn. Duh.
Are there any cryptids that you suspect of being real? I think the Loch Ness Monster is real. Bigfoot. Chupacabras. Or no, scientists have discovered everything already.
Boy, that last one is so final.
Yeah. Well, I think I've mentioned before I believe in Loch Ness.
Okay. Who knows your passwords? No one. My best friend, my mom, the mailman. My partner, or look, buddy, I don't even know all my passwords.
Yeah, my partner.
It's true. I know all of his passwords. All right, the next one.
God damn it. Just a sec.
Okay.
Trying to do a thing here, but. I was trying to make sure that my new Not Disturb was on. There we go.
Oh, okay. All right. Your partner says, let's go away to the country this weekend. You say, yes, let's ditch our phones and not tell anyone where we're going. Why do we need to go to the country? We already live in the country. If only 50 or 60 of my friends can come with us, or nah, I have too much work to do, plus that sounds expensive.
Oh boy, I'm kind of torn. Realistically, the first one is what I want to say.
Yeah.
But then I guess the last one is also true.
Right, so which one?
I guess because it's something I want right now, the first one.
Okay. All right, I have one, two, three, four, Jesus, five, six, seven, eight,
jeez,
9, 10, 11, 12. I should have done this. 13, 14, 15, 16.
Just better get rolling on them.
There are 16 more questions left.
We'll do them rapid fire.
Okay, yep. All right.
Lightning round.
You should send him the link so he can kind
of... Yes, we'll post what Larry's was.
What?
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, you can send do yours the right link, now.
And then I'll answer it.
Yeah. And I will fill this dead air with
the sing-songy sound of your voice.
Yes.
It's... Well, I didn't mean to actually
sing.
Unless you're going to sing Phil Collins.
All right, there you go.
Douche. Tell me if you get it. Watched a man get killed tonight.
Oh, yeah. The Midwestern version. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not. All right. Did you get my message?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so.
All right, so we'll keep doing Josh's. Larry will work on his. What kind of nicknames do people give you? They like to shorten my name. Sometimes my friends call me a loner. My friends know I'll yell at them if they don't say my full name, or they call me by my last name sometimes.
Shortened.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how extra are you? I'm pretty chill. I'm too lazy but to seem extra. I'm spicy, deal with it, or I'm too shy to be extra, but my shyness is a little bit extra.
I'm too lazy.
Fair enough. When you fantasize about traveling, which crunchy country crosses your mind? Scotland, Canada, Mexico, or Australia?
Out of all of those, I'll say Scotland.
Okay. Do you have ESP? Probably not. No, absolutely. I'm very mystical, or well, everyone's a little bit psychic, right?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Would you rather date a werewolf, a vampire, a ghost, or would you like to date a vampire, a werewolf, a merman, or a hot ghost? Or mermaid, I guess.
I'll say vampire.
Nice. In your opinion, which fans are the most annoying? MCU fans, sports fans, K-pop fans, or there is no such thing as a bad fan?
Sports.
Okay. When it comes down to it, who's the most important person in the world to you? Yourself, your mom, your partner, or your dog?
My mom.
I'll accept that.
I mean, what idiot would pick my dog?
Right.
I mean, I thought about it.
I know you did. On a scale of 1 to 10, how socially awkward are you? I'm a huge extrovert. I'm pretty smooth. I'm kind of awkward, but aren't most normal people. Or I'm the most socially awkward person you'll ever meet.
I'm the slightly awkward.
Okay.
But everybody is.
Right. What would motivate you to stay up all night? A very special someone, the chance to see the dawn, a dope party, or a deadline?
Deadline?
A deadline. Like for work, a deadline.
Oh.
Deadline. Jesus Christ.
You, I guess.
Okay, thanks. That is an option. If you change anything about your body, what would you change? I'd want to be taller. I'd want thicker hair. I wouldn't change a thing. Or I'd like to have more muscle mass.
I would say more muscle mass.
Okay. What's your favorite sport? Swimming, hiking, cross-country running, or I hate sports?
Hate sports.
Yep.
I like cake.
Of all these situations, which sounds the scariest to you? Having hackers break into your phone and share all your pics, messages, and data? Giving a TED talk in front of hundreds of people? Being trapped in solitary confinement for 2 weeks? Or taking a job that requires you to work 50 hours a week?
A job that requires 50 hours a week.
It is terrifying. What are you looking for in a romantic partner? Sophistication, discretion and taste, kindness and understanding, a chill, low-maintenance personality, or looks?
Kind and understanding.
You've got a 15-page paper due tomorrow, and you're totally unprepared to write it. What's your first move? Outlining the paper, quietly weeping, asking my teacher for an extension, or playing Red Dead Redemption 2?
If it's due the next day and it's really important, then I'm going to do the first one, okay. Outline it.
What's your favorite spooky song? Anything by Lana Del Rey, Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, Monster Mash by Bobby Pickett, or Thriller by Michael Jackson?
Thriller.
Figured. Looking objectively at your life, what do you think is your biggest challenge? I have a hard time trusting people. I'm very socially anxious. I love chaos, or I have no self-discipline.
Oh, boy. All of them.
Yeah, right?
I don't know, because I do like a little chaos sometimes.
You do.
But I'll go with the last one.
Okay. You got the Loch Ness Monster.
Yay.
Like the Loch Ness Monster who hides her long, sinuous body beneath Scotland's Loch Ness, you're very secretive. People are always trying to pin you down, but without much success. As you guard your privacy carefully, what are you afraid of? Do you not want to commit to a long-term relationship, or are you afraid that people wouldn't like the real you? We recommend that you loosen up. Hey, fuck off, How Stuff Works.
Do you have yours, Leary?
I do have mine.
That's perfect timing.
Okay. It is. I am the Bunyip.
The Bunyip.
Hey, me too!
Oh, you.
So now I can just read it for both of us.
You're a cuddly winner most of the time. But when the going gets tough, you have a sloppy Bunyip side. Ew.
That sounds...
I think there's creams picky. You could get from that.
Yeah, right?
That.
Well, you're the second Bunyip, so you're the sloppy seconds. An Australian cryptid, Bunyips live in swamps and marshes, eating any women or children who get too close to them. Like the bunny, you have a tendency to retreat to your den and get very swampy when you're stressed out by a deadline. Relax, kids. You got this.
Wow. Swampy.
After a day of prostitution, I'm sure Larry gets pretty swampy.
Swamp balls. Yes, definitely.
Swamp ass.
Oh, Lord.
Well, thank you for that quizzical. Hey,
I wish I would have... realized that it was 100 questions. That's all right. It's fine.
A little insight into Josh.
Yes.
So that's always fun for the listeners.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Vegetable Man.
Yes.
What's our verdict?
This might be the shortest verdict.
In one corner, three podcasters you know so well and you love so well.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to make us happy by joining our Patreon. Patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast. In the other corner, a salad. just a whatever you had left in the fridge.
Tossed
in a vinaigrette.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Raspberry, perhaps. Ooh,
raspberry's good. I'm a balsamic guy, but I will not sneeze at raspberry. Mm,
definitely.
Or blue cheese vinaigrettes are good, too. Mm. Anyways, with candied pecans. Anyways, do you think this thing is real? I mean, I guess that's the best. Just take that on.
Right.
No.
We really need Ryan back.
I mean, yeah.
Because he would spin it in a way, be like, so do you like guys a salad think spinner. It's... He'll
salad toss spin it in the right way. Mm-hmm.
He would toss that salad the right Yeah. Ryan would be like, hey, so there's this thing out there in the woods, and it's like, I'm a tree, but I'm a carrot, but I'm not. And I need your blood, because me and my friends are coming back from a space party. Because I'm Ryan Harrigan, that's what I would say.
Rad Salad.
Hashtag Rad Salad 2021.
All right. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no.
Did you really think?
No.
I mean, if you're a listener there and you think this is real, why don't you leave us your reasoning on this particular phone number that goes to our voicemail?
937-504-9504.
That is where you would leave that. Or perhaps you would like to send us a letter describing what you think is real about this thing. You would send that to
Conspiracy Therapy, P.O. Box 6183, East Town, Grand Rapids,
Michigan,
49506.
That's where you send that letter with your drawings of each of us as salad people.
Drawings?
What do you think, like, you know how you have, like, groups of, you have, like, a herd of buffalo, a prickle of porcupines? What would a group of these be?
CRISPR?
A CRISPR of vegetable men? Oh, no, yonder there you can see the CRISPR of vegetable men. They're grazing on vegetables, I guess.
They're just cannibals. It would cut into that part from Jurassic Park where he goes, birds. They do move in herds. And it's just, you see, like, sweeping herds of vegetable men moving across the open plain.
I mean, they must poop excellent.
Oh, yeah.
All that fiber.
Just
regular movements.
I would imagine that vegetable men shit is like a chewed up pile of cow cud. Like, it's the lawn clippings. Yeah. it's definitely lawn clippings. Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm guessing they're cannibals.
What else would they eat?
Just meat, cows. Like every other meat.
Sunlight?
Yeah.
Photosynthesis.
Well, blood, that's what they eat. We figured out.
Obviously.
Of course, because it's real.
So if they...
You say a CRISPR.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it is a salad of
vegetable it makes men. Sense. A salad of vegetable men. Do you ever have it where an idea of something pops up into your head and like it very quickly becomes very detailed and then you're like, why am I thinking about this? Having one of these moments.
Do go on.
Where, so for some reason I started thinking about like what a vegetable man would do if he was like gainfully employed. Or like, would he have a job? What would he do? Like if you found a vegetable man, and you had to like sort of acclimate him to society. Like, what would he do? And for whatever reason, the job that I thought he would have is like he would stand out back of like a smoothie shake and just piss into cups. We need another wheatgrass, and
he's just drinking water.
Pulls his dick out, and
that's his job. He's a smoothie urinator.
Yes, I mean, because he would, right? Like, super healthy, like carrot. It's carrot juice when he doesn't drink enough water.
Oh, right. Yeah, work them kidneys.
Yep.
I guess the thing that popped into my head would be butcher.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Or lawn services.
That's what I was going to say.
It's a dangerous job for a vegetable man.
I was going to say he's like Edward Scissorhands doing lawn care.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he'd be able to speak to it, man.
I feel like he would go to go out of his way for no one to notice who he is in disguise. He would dress up and like put on one of those fake mustaches and go to work at like the Hidden Valley Company. Like, no one would expect me here.
Right. We have got, he's a spy, maybe?
Yeah. He's trying to infiltrate the Hidden Valley Ranch.
I like this movie. Get right in it. We never will. Truth be told.
God.
Well, let us wrap this up.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
We got anything else to say? Is that a no?
Every time Ryan says that, you go straight to it. We're like, both Josh and I were like expectingly staring at you. Is there anything else we want to add before we end this bad bear?
Yes, we do.
Do we?
I have a vagina.
Oh,
Josh, you want to see penis too?
Good enough for me.
Because this is our last episode before our fearless leader comes back, can I just get like a cavalcade of Ryan drops?
Oh, can you?
Just give them all. I want to hear them.
Jobs are great.
Yep.
Fucking and pooping.
You guys hear that dog?
Zenzizi beep beep beep.
Oh, a classic. It warms my heart.
Poop.
Time. I don't know why.
Back.
Poop.
Poop. Just coming on that wet, warm shit.
Blah, 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 blah.
Poop.
Oh, God.
Am I drunk right now?
Pussy, boobs, pussy, boobs.
I love tits.
Mm-hmm.
I love pussy.
Poop.
I found another one.
That one might get me as bad as the poop one.
He's Octodad.
Oh God. I'm sorry, I'm gonna. Okay, I just hit the loop button on this thing, so.
I think it's so funny because I can see his like picture his face. Oh,
it sounded to me like you were saying making love with a little one.
No, that's Matt Gaetz.
Forgot I looped it. That was gonna be a one shot.
Oh my God.
Oh well, on that note,
my face hurts.
Brian will be here back here.
Brian
will be here too.
Brian will be here back.
Brian back here right now.
Poop.
Okay, bye.
In yellow shoes, I get the blues. So I walk the streets with my plastic feet. With blue velvet trousers make me feel pink. There's a guy in the stick about blue velvet trousers. In my paisley shirt, I look a jerk. And my turquoise waistcoat is quite out of sight. But oh, oh, my haircut looks so bad. So I change my gear and I find my knees and I cover them up to the latest cut and my pants and socks are bought in a box. It don't take long to buy dialogue socks. The watch, black watch, my watch with a black face and a dirty feel a little hole and all the luck is what I've got. It's what I wear. It's what you see.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.